Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Tippy Talk, where we talk about all kinds of subjects and all kinds of issues that come your way at work and at home, and all kinds of things that I'm very, very passionate about. I do have some things that I'm more passionate about than other things, but the things that I'm really passionate about are going to be laid out one by one here. And one of those things, one of those really big things in my life that I'm very, very passionate about is writing. And writing for myself, that's great and I love it. And writing a lot, that's great and I love it. It's something really powerful. And part of that writing experience that I found with me was procrastination, which also is a big issue in my life as well as so many other people and so many other lives. So that's the two big things. And along with that, another really, really passionate thing that I'm passionate about, and I hope that you are, is for you to write your story. Because your story is important. Your story could be the story that will change maybe one person's life, maybe a lot of people's lives. You go through all these things and all these ups and downs and sideways, and out of that pain and out of that joy emerges a story. A story that you can either keep to yourself or a story that you can share with the world. A story that can actually sometimes even change the world, because due to your story, you changed. And you changed so dramatically that it's definitely something that's become your gift. And that's the gift that I am passionate about getting out of you and sharing into the world. And your story is so intricate and complicated and involves so many other things. Because basically, as the end result of your story, you have two choices. One is to become a better person and to grow and to learn from it and to actually go to the next level and embrace the joy that life has to bring you. That's one definite choice. But another choice that you have is to become bitter and depressed and suicidal and walk around asking that question. Why me? Why did it have to happen to me? And live in the past and basically become a very depressed person, either taking drugs that are prescribed by the good doctor or self-prescribing drugs or any other things that are designed for you to deal with life's obstacles or issues, or I call them challenges, that really are always going to come your way, no matter where you are, no matter what, no matter if you have the most charmed life, you're still going to have those challenges. And so the question is not about the challenges you have. The question is what you're going to do about it. And when you decide what you're going to do about it, which is almost an automatic decision as you go along, you have a story. And that's the story that we want to write about. And today, we specifically are focusing on how to really take your story and lay it out and share it with the world in a way that makes sense to the world and the way that it makes sense to yourself. So to write a book is something very overwhelming and very, very big. And most people, as a matter of fact, statistically speaking, most people, 80% of people that want to write a book always just stay wanting to write. They don't really write the book. But you have those 20% that really pull in those reins and say, yes, I do. I have that story and I really, really want to share it with the world. And one of those people that is brave enough to do that and is willing to share her story with the world and is also willing to take the time and the discipline that it takes to sit down and to put that story on paper so that it will be as a written record forever, is Debbie Soule. And Debbie Soule is not only going to write her story, she's actually going to write the story and learn from her writing and grow as she writes so that at the end of the journey, we will have a beautiful book with this amazing story of all the obstacles and all the challenges and all the really what it is a gift in disguise that life had to give her in order for her to become this amazing person that she is today and to be able to do all those things that she's doing today. It makes you more compassionate. It makes you more understanding and much, much wiser. And so we started last week, or not last week, but on the last broadcast, we started talking to Debbie about a little bit background of what it is and why it is and who she is and all that. So today, Debbie Saul is going to join us, and we're going to take this writing to the next level. We're going to actually focus on the other side. So if you are following along and you do want to write the book with us, what we did last time, listen to the broadcast, the first broadcast that we did with Debbie Saul. It's definitely going to be archived. All you have to do is click on that follow button right here, and then you will have all the episodes at your disposal anytime. So listen to the one and see what we did last time, because it was a very important way to start the process, to take that total blank piece of paper and put something on it, which could be really scary. And exactly that's when procrastination comes in. Procrastination comes in when you really think that the task may be too much for you. Well, at least that's one of the things. So procrastination is not the only thing. So go back and listen to the previous episode that we did, and then you can relax and join us and sit back and listen and see where we took it from here, because we took a very beautiful step from last time we spoke till today. And so I'm going to bring Debbie Saul into the studio, and we're going to actually discuss what happened from then until now. So hello, Debbie. Hi. Thank you, and welcome to Tippy Talk. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, I definitely am going to have to make this a little bit more soundproof. I don't know if you heard that motorcycle outside.
Yeah.
It was very, very loud. And sometimes I don't realize how noisy New York, well, specifically Brooklyn, can be.
Gotta love
simple.
Brooklyn, though.
Yes, if you've got to be here, you've got to love it. So back to you. Thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you so much for taking the brave next step. I am so proud of you, and I know that it's been a journey. And I want you kind of to tell me a little bit of how it feels between the last chapter that you wrote, which was free writing, which was also really turned out a little bit of a surprise and a gem to you, until now. What have you been going through?
So I'm going to preface that we did meet, and what you said to me really clicked, because there's so many aspects to my life, and you kind of get unfocused, and even though you want to focus on, and my story, which I want to be about my son, and, you know, all the amazing miracles that occurred from his birth on, you get sidetracked. So when I was writing my final chapter, which is where my life is, it was a little bit about my son, but it was more about me. And you said, but what is the focus on your book? And I said, it's about my son. So it kind of like woke me up a little bit, and it clicked, and it was like, okay, so now let me write about my son. And like you said, if I want to write another book about everything else in my life, then, you know, so let it be if it is to be. But for now, what you did is that you said, okay, where is this going? What is this about? And I think who's ever writing the book needs to be focused and reminded of not getting to the tangents, and that was very important to me to hear.
Exactly, and if you're following along and you are going to be writing with us, I am going to guide you along on it. But yes, we did meet with Debbie person to person to do a little bit more of private coaching to make it more powerful, especially since this is the first series that I'm doing. And also with Debbie, she has something that she has a lot of really, really great stories to tell. And so everybody has stories, but not everybody has as many stories as you, Debbie. That's for sure.
And
it's not just stories, it's good stories, you know, juicy stories. So it's really important to take it one at a time, and it's okay to have all those stories, but if you're going to tell a story, then people have to really connect with the story. And in order for them to connect, you tell one story at a time, which is beautiful, and it's a beautiful unfolding. So I'm really, really happy that you got that. So if you are listening, yes, just think about your story. Focus about that one thing that you want to talk about for now. Don't worry. Everything else will come out, because once you get into the process, it becomes a natural thing. It becomes the way to do things. So after we had that talk, you went home.
Right, and I actually just, like, jotted down, because I do lead a very busy life, I just jotted down Chapter 1 and Chapter 2, what we had said, what was going to be in it, and I didn't even have time to focus on it until these past couple of days, where I sat down and I did commit to 15 minutes a week, actually 15 minutes a day for 2 days for the week, and I did that. So I got Chapter 1 written, and it was all about my son, like how I got a phone call. I don't know if you want me to go in-depth in the book. This is, you know, how much do you want me to tell?
Well, actually, you can tell as much as you want, because no matter how much you tell, it's not going to be the same thing as reading the story, because the story is always going to have so much more. But I just wanted to just point out what you said, and you said something really, really important, that people don't understand, that really all it took is 15 minutes. And how many times do we just waste 15 minutes doing things that we really don't even want to do? So that's all it can sometimes take, 15 minutes. Debbie could have chosen to take an hour, or she could have chosen to take 2 hours, but she chose 15 minutes. And still, with only 15 minutes on the day, she was able to write Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. Imagine
how
good that is.
No, I did not write Chapter 2. No, I wrote
Okay, so you managed to write Chapter 1.
I wrote Chapter 2, and I wrote the title, The Nurse. I wrote Chapter 2 and The Nurse. I didn't get to write the chapter, but I did write Chapter 1. And just upon, like, just going back and just focusing on that memory was, I have to say, a bit overwhelming. It was scared. Scary, oh my God, because it was an oh my God moment in my life. And I think that's how I wrote about it. I wrote about it with, like, what is going to happen? Like that phone call, your son is not developing right. And I, you know, in my head it's like, what are you talking about? You know, and I don't want to hear this, and I'm going to eat my holiday meal, because it was a holiday, and I'm going to deal with it later. And that is exactly what I did. And that's how I started my book, because that's how my story starts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
exactly.
I expressed that in that chapter, my fear and my anxiety and my, oh, my God, kind of thing.
So, yeah, so you touched on something, again, really, really valid. When you're writing your story, it's usually something that is really huge, and it's something that's going to change your life. And to go back to a moment when you get, like, this news that basically feels like someone took a hammer and banged you over the head a nice 100 times, it could be overwhelming, it could be painful, and that's one of the reasons that people procrastinate, because nobody wants to feel pain, and nobody is going to willingly jump in to be in the pain bath. But the truth is, that moment is etched into your brain, and it is there. And it's a moment in time that, as much as you think it's trauma, which it is, it's also a beautiful moment when everything in your life changed. Everything you knew existed didn't exist anymore, because now you have this entire new direction in life. So the pain is very valid, and it's very telling, and it's something that everybody goes through, and I just want to stress that it's something really, really huge. It's a huge blow.
Of course. It was not even a huge blow. It's like, I'm in this bad dream, and what's going to be, and I don't want to deal with it, and then But of course, it's something that needs to be addressed.
And I love what you said. They tell you that your son is not developing correctly. You've got to run to the hospital. Something is definitely wrong. This is your baby that you're carrying. And you say, okay, you know what? I'm going to have my meal before I deal with this. So this is
you know
not
what?
Going to
he's been here so long. He's been in me for 8 months. He survived this. Hey, it's my holiday. I'm not giving it up right now. You'll wait a few more moments, you know, and you know, whether it's a half hour, that hour, whatever it is. And you know what? They didn't take him out of me till 10 hours later. So it didn't matter that I ate that meal.
Exactly, and you followed your intuition.
To me, whether I got that second or that moment, maybe somebody else would have ran, I needed to focus. I needed to process it a little bit. I needed to, like, sit with it before I even went to the hospital. And even then, I wasn't really processing.
Exactly.
I took a book.
Exactly.
My sister-in-law said, take a book so you don't have to think about it. I took a book. It's really a Daniel Steele romantic novel.
I happen to love her. Danielle Steele is awesome. So that's like one great way of dealing with it. And the way you dealt with it is great, but at the end of the day, you had your miracle. You had your baby. And then you take out the baby, and you look at that baby. And so that's what chapter one is all about, that miracle birth, that miracle day, the actually bittersweetness of the moment that you got, because all of a sudden everybody's telling you blah, 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 this is not right, this is not going to work, this is not this, this is not this, this is not this, and you still just followed your intuition. You followed, overwhelm is first, of course, processing is definitely second, but then you follow your intuition rather than give it up, walk away, say, yep, you know what, my son is just not going to make it in this life, and I am going to just do all those things. It's not what you did, and that's really your story, is that you didn't just say, yep, you guys are right, my son is retarded, I'm walking away, he's going to be in the... You did exactly the opposite. Like, you want to tell us what you did?
Sure. So, I keep prefacing, so it was a Jewish holiday. Everybody was in synagogue praying for me, for my son. I was very sick, he was very sick, and you have this child that came out with the size of an apple. I didn't see him for 5 days because I had pneumonia with 105 fever. They didn't even know if I was going to make it. Everything was totally off. But we both pulled through. I left without him from the hospital, but when I finally did get him out of the hospital, and I pushed that even because I hated being without him, and I'm skipping a lot, but he said what happened next is that I took him to a pediatrician that came very highly recommended, for preemie babies, and the first thing I said to him is, I need to know if he has brains, because his head was so tiny.
Right.
I said, we need to do an MRI.
You know,
okay.
If he has a brain, I love that. Now, let me go see. I just had a baby, and I want to know if my baby has a brain. But that makes sense because of what they told you. And yes, you are skipping a lot, and all those details are going to be in the book, and that's why you are writing the book. And obviously, you're not going to sit here and tell us every detail. But basically, your next step was, okay, they tell me this baby, there's something wrong with this baby. I need to know. I need you to confirm that my baby has a brain. It really sounds funny right now, but I can imagine how it could be excruciating having to find out if your baby has
because
a brain. I mean, it's not something.
This little baby, you have to picture this baby with the size of the head of an apple,
mm-hmm.
not a big apple,
a
medium
little apple.
Apple.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's got all the features of a head, but what's inside of it? Is it just like
right?
Or the pits on their feet? Like, what's going on in that little head? I needed to know. So no matter what any doctor says to me, I need to know there's a brain. I or not a brain or something, you know? And so the doctor agreed with me, pacified me, and said, okay. Went for the MRI, got the results. Yes, there's a brain. This is bone. This is an arm. So from that moment on, that was the moment that I said, okay, we've got a brain. We are going to work with this brain. We're going to optimize it to the best that it can be. Whether they're saying he'll only get to be 4 years old or whatever they said that they were going to be. He couldn't be more than 3 or 4 mentally, and he's not going to do this and he can't do that. I'm like, no, he's got a brain. We're going to optimize it. We're going to do whatever we can. I'm going to research. I'm going to learn. I'm going to figure this thing out. And that's where my story really unfolds, is not listening to the doctors, not listening to the neurologists, not listening even to the psychologists, the psychiatrists, the test, the formalized test, the IQs, where we score really low and they're saying, you know, ain't happening, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do that. And I'm like, you can say no, I'm going to keep saying yes. And you know what? When my child was able to, he was saying yes. We didn't take no as an option. We explored different paths.
Yeah, and I think that's really the undertone of the entire story is when you take no for an answer, really what happens next. And what I love about what you said, there's two things here. I love the fact that it was a holiday where everybody was praying, so really the entire town, the entire community is there already praying, and now everybody's praying for you. So it actually happens to be that he was born at the right moment where everybody could pray for you, and I love that. And then another thing that you said that I really loved is like, okay, yeah, we found out he has a brain. Now let's use it. We're not going to let this brain go to waste just because you and you and you and you and you say that this brain is not going to develop. So that's the two really important things.
You know
things.
What it kind of reminds me? Remember those commercials where, like, when your brain is on, when they used to, like, try to get people not to
your brain on drugs.
Yeah, your brain on drugs. Don't try it. You know what I mean? Like, with the egg, don't fry it.
Uh-huh.
So I was not going to fry this egg. I was not going to bake this egg. This brain, I was going to develop it. I was going to nurture it. I was going to make it wide. I was going to make it bigger. And that's what we did.
Exactly. So now that you have that out of your system, that you started writing the chapter one, and it's just the first draft, so we definitely have a way to go, but at least it's out of your system. How do you feel now about writing the story, as opposed to how you felt before you wrote that?
You know what? I always thought about writing the story, and I didn't know how to begin. So
mm-hmm.
you opened up my eyes on where to begin.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel now that...
I feel more confident that I have a direction, mm-hmm. and I know that even if I go off into a tangent, I can redirect myself and say, okay, this is the focus on the book. Not this, not that. Put it on shelf.
Right, right. So it sounds like you have taken a few steps up, if not a lot of steps up, and you are ready really to tackle that. And if it's going to be something that you're going to do 15 minutes a day or 15 minutes a week, it doesn't really matter as long as you keep on doing it. That's really the important
right.
thing.
Right. I'm not giving this a time limit.
Exactly.
Because I have so
exactly.
many other things going on in my life right now that I'm trying to work on and produce, and this is something that is so important to me, though. But
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter if it gets done tomorrow or next month or next week. I would like it done within, you know, a few months. But even if it's a year, that's okay also. The way that this one, it's going to, you know what, I think this book is going to be out forever. And it's
exactly.
going to help people, and that is my goal. And whoever knows my story knows me anyway, and people still, like, you know, have people call me. So it's not like I'm not helping people now anyway. I am, but
mm-hmm.
this will just reward nationwide or countrywide or whatever it is. And because I so strongly believe in that you can't listen to everything that you're being told, especially by doctors. Yes, doctors, you know what? Doctors learn and doctors know, but they don't look outside of the box. And even with medication, it's like it's got to be pharmaceutical. It's got to be as prescribed. it's like they don't look at the holistic point of view. They don't look at what else is out there. There are a few doctors that do, but most don't. And I think that doctors need to broaden their horizon. And I give total respect to doctors. I think, you know, doctors are great, and there's a need for doctors, but not everything or everyone should put all their eggs into a doctor, and not everybody should listen to a doctor, because they're not God. Nobody is God.
Exactly,
or
and everybody has their place.
Or whatever you believe in.
Exactly, and the truth is everybody has right now these days so many things going on. Everybody has a to-do list that is way longer than anything you were ever going to really accomplish. And I think that's a really important point. If you have a story to tell with everything going on, if it's important for you, as long as you're in the process of doing it, it really doesn't matter how long it takes, because you're in the process, it's going to get done. It's going to be out there, and it's going to be available from the entire planet. And even if we go to the moon, it's going to be available on the moon. So it's not about how fast you can write it. It's not about how much time you have, because Debbie is one of the most busiest people on this planet. Trust me, Debbie, you're doing so many things, including taking care of your kids, including trying to take care of your personal life, building a new business, helping people, being there for people, being a healer, being so many things that you're also doing. If you can find the time to do it, anybody can find the time to do it. There's no question about it.
You know what? You know what? And it's not even taking the time. I think it's the passion. I think somebody really has to be dedicated to and willing to want to tell their story. And it's got to be something that they really have within their hearts that they want to share, because otherwise it's not going to be. I think you totally have to be dedicated. And even if it's fun,
absolutely.
You have to be dedicated.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it's not going to happen. And somebody can have a great story, and all these years, everybody's saying, write your book, and it's not even so much about my son. Write your story, you know, because so many stories. But and like you said, if there was one story, what would you choose? This is it.
Exactly. So if you have a story, as you can see, Debbie's story is very compelling, and Debbie, it is a very compelling story, and it is a story that's going to touch a lot of more lives than you will ever even know. It will change people's lives, and you will not even have an idea, because that's what books do. And if you have a story and you want to tell and you want to follow us and find out more about it, click that follow button. We really need you. We want you to follow. You can listen, and you can kind of come along. If you have any questions down the line for Debbie, we will open the lines way down, a little bit down the line, and allow Debbie and me to answer questions that you have along the way. But for now, you can just sit back, relax, and listen to it. And Debbie, that is really great. I can't wait for you to email me that first chapter so I can take a quick look at it. And for next broadcast, which is going to be not next week but the week after that, because next week we're going to work on forming down the story a little bit, we're going to be looking at chapter 2, but we're also going to be looking to firm up the context of the story and see what maybe just the topics or the headings of the other chapters are going to be, so that it flows in a natural way. It flows in the way that you want it to flow, that the story is unfolding the way you have unfolded and the way your son has unfolded. And so, looking really forward to hearing more of the story. From what I've heard now, I can't wait to hear the rest of the story, because it's fascinating. It's totally fascinating. It's not something that happens to everybody, but it is something that happens to a lot of people. And if it isn't this kind of challenge, people have all kinds of different challenges, and it's how you tackle it. And basically what you're saying, bottom line, don't take no for an answer. If you don't take no for an answer, there's always a different way. There's always another way. And that's what I love about this story. So for anybody that has a story to tell, Debbie, your last words, what would you tell them about it?
I would say focus on what it is, which I learned from you. Pick one thing out of your entire story that you're really passionate about, and dedicate a small amount of time to it so you don't even get overwhelmed by saying, oh, I can't do this because I don't have the time. If you break it up and, you know, put it on your calendar, 15 minutes. Okay, here's my 15 minutes. I'm going to focus on this. I'm going to write it. I can always rewrite it, but let's get something down. And you know what? Somehow it just flows. And because in your head, we've already gone through what the first chapter was and what the second chapter is. So in my head, I already kind of know what I'm writing. Yes, it will be rewritten and revised, but at least I have something that's tangible, written down, and started and flowing.
Exactly, exactly. And I see right now that you did send me the first chapter, which I'm really excited about. I can't wait to take a look at it.
And
so
actually, it's on my computer right now, and I'm looking, and I'm like, I'm adding kind of words. That's what you've been speaking, because I multitask. And I'm adding, well, yeah, I should put that here, and I should put that there. So I'm going to actually don't even open that one, because I added in some lines to the first chapter writing.
Awesome. That is really cool. That is really cool. And for everybody that's listening, my name is Tippi Feldenstein. I'm talking to Debbie Soul. We're talking about unfolding her amazing story in a book, and we'd like to invite you along to come and to unfold with us. And we're looking forward to hearing from you, seeing you, and going on from here for next week. 2 weeks from today, we will continue this story, Debbie. And until then, we will work on it, and we will develop it and all the details.
And I thank you so much for your guidance, because it really has helped me focus on being focused, because I am the type of person that goes on tangents, because my story is so big and has so many chapters in so many different directions that I could probably write a series, but that's not what I'm focusing
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
I am focusing
exactly.
on story that I want to be told, my miracle baby. My miracle
exactly.
baby. I like
yeah.
that title.
There you go. We have already a working title. I was waiting for that moment to happen, and there it is, My Miracle Baby. I love it. And that's definitely going to be one of the huge options.
My
definitely.
Miracle Baby. I'm writing it on the top of the page now. My Miracle Baby. Because
yes,
that's what
and,
it is.
Yeah, exactly. And to write your story, if you do want to join us along, I am going to make myself available for you too, so that we can focus in on your story, make it happen. Debbie, thank you so much. I'm so excited for you, and I really am looking forward to hearing the entire story, because I know it's the kind of book that is going to be where you cannot put it down. You're going to start reading, and you know what? You're going to stay up all night until you finish the story, because it's going to be one of those stories, because it is one of those very touching, very compelling, and amazing stories, which is what exactly brought you here, Debbie, where you are, to be able to be a healer, to be able to share your gift with the world. I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much for listening. And until we meet again, let your talent be your potion, and have a wonderful week.
Okay. And in having said that, it's not even, you know what? I am not a talented writer. But yet, on that last chapter that we did, that last paragraph was so powerful, and I'm like, wow, where did that even come from? So I think once you get writing, these words come to you, and it's like, wow, that was good. And
that,
I think
that was
that
pretty,
don't worry
that was
about
pretty
the words.
Exciting,
they're
wasn't
come.
It?
Don't worry about the words. They're going to come.
Right, exactly, exactly. Don't worry about, actually, I would say don't worry about anything. Don't worry about the words. Don't worry about anything, because everything unfolds, and that's exactly why I'm here, and that's exactly why Debbie's taking the time to do this, to let you know that it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of fun, isn't it? Like, fun and exciting?
I'm having a great time.
It is. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of excitement. And I'm looking forward to having even more exciting and more revelations and more writing that you don't even know where it comes from, Debbie. So once again, thank you so much, everybody. Have a wonderful week. Looking forward to hearing your story, your way, on Tippi Talk. I'm Tippi Feldenstein, signing off for today.
Thank you.